te, your, bhuri, heavy, bhara, load, avatara, decreasing the load, krita, done, avatarasya, one who incarnated, hare, of Lord Shri Krishna, dharitri, O earth, antarhitasya, of him who is now out of sight, smarati, while thinking of, visrishta, all that were performed, karmani, activities, nirvana, salvation, vilambitani, that which entails. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated Himself as Lord Shri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All His activity here are transcendental and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of His presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry for their absence. Purport. The activities of the Lord include liberation, but they are more relishable than the pleasure derived from nirvana or liberation. According to Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura, the word used here is nirvana vilambitani, that which minimizes the value of liberation. To attain nirvana, liberation, one has to undergo a severe type of tapasya, austerity. But the Lord is so merciful that He incarnates to diminish the burden of the earth. Simply, by remembering such activities, one can defy the pleasure derived from nirvana and reach the transcendental abode of the Lord to associate with Him, eternally engaged in His blissful, loving service. Omagyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurudmritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupah kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shiyuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahaganaraghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam shri krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitam cha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanusute devi pranamami hari priye narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam daivim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudhirayat nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki yam swanubhavam akilam shutisaramekam adhyatmadipamatiti tirshatam tamundham samsarinam karunayah purana guhyam tam vyasa sunumupayami gurum muninam mukham karuti vachalam phalgum langayate girim tat kripatamaham vande shri gurun dinatarine ajanulambita bujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharma palau vande jagat priyakaro karunavatarau vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda ಶ್ರೀಯಾದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸರಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಕೌ ಅಂಡ್ ಮದರ್ ಅರ್ಥ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೌ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಪೃಥ್ವಿ. Go means senses and go means cow, earth and senses. Go Swami. In fact, who can control the senses and control the land? Who can control the cow? Krishna's name is Govinda, Gopal. Gai like palan, palan karne, Govardhan. Gopal, he is actually taking care of cows. As we discussed in one of the Upanishads, at the moment of death, person should think one mantra. I am the member of the herd of Gopal. When person dying, he has to say, I am the part of the herd of Gopal. Then we'll be accepted. It's Go Loka Vrindavana. So it's very interesting. And as last time we discussed this, we came from Nepal. And in Nepal, there are Gorkhas. Gorkhalis. And Go Raksha, isn't it? And who protects the planet Earth? Here we see Parikshit Maharaj. And I was not kidding when I was saying that when Pandavas, they were 13th year in Agyatavas, incognito, in king of Virata, Matsya Naresh. That's actually happened to be in Nepal, Viratnagar at the moment. So Pandavas and Parikshit, king of Virata, he had daughter Uttara and Uttar Kumar. So Abhimanyu got married with Uttara. And Parikshit is... So he's a Kshatriya spirit. He's a protector spirit. And it's interesting that also Govinda, Krishna is a husband of Mother Earth. Husband of Mother Earth. Like we know that also incarnation of Varahadev, he lifted her on the tusks. In fact, even baby was born. But because of bad association, he not became very religious somehow. And when husband and wife separated, what comes to my mind, when wife actually feeling separation from the husband, he's feeling sorrow. Very, very sorry.
Ajata paksha iva mataram kagahastanyam yathavatsaratakshudartaha priyam priyeva vyushitam vishanna manoravinda kshadidrikshatitvam.
When Vritrasura, he praying that as a small baby bird looking for the mother to come and give him some food, warm. As a vatsara takshudartaha, vatsa means like small baby calf, very eager to drink the milk from the mother cow. You know, when they tied him and just keeping a little bit for him. And he is so eager to drink the milk, isn't it? In Vrindavan, you can see, we have, several calves, 100 calves separately, and cows separately. And after the milking the cows, they're opening the gate, and all these calves, they're running like crazy, and their tails like antenna. And everybody coming to their expective mothers. And mothers, it's not written whose mother were. They automatically can find out their mothers. Such enthusiasm, because they feel such a separation. And Vritrasura says, priyam priyeva vishitam vishanna. When young wife, just newly married, waiting for the husband with such enthusiasm to meet together, because she's feeling separation from him. So similarly, he says, are you feeling separation from the Lord, who is now not anymore present? That's why you're feeling sorry? Because he's your protector. Rakshak, he's your protector. And it's interesting enough. Another comparison can be given here in 4th canto Bhagavatam. Husband and wife also compared to the disciple and guru. In the story with Parchina Barhishat, when in next life he became Vaidarbhi. And then she got married with king Malayadvaja, and Malayadvaja was killed, right? And she is sitting and crying on, over the body. And then small Brahman comes and says, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying? I am your best friend. I was accompanying you all the time." And Srila Prabhupada, interesting enough, he is giving in the commentary, in the purport, he said that when disciple and guru as like husband and wife, and when guru not anymore available in this planet, disciple should lament in the absence, as a wife lamenting for the absence of the husband. And he says very interesting point, that even spiritual master not anymore present in this planet, disciple still getting guidance from the heart through Paramatma. Paramatma personally guiding such a disciple who is faithful and dedicated to his spiritual master during his presence. For such a disciple, Paramatma directly will be guiding him what to do, what not to do. It's so true. See, Srila Prabhupada perhaps may not be present at the moment, but sincere and honest disciples, they gave him such a perfect confirmation and guidelines how to go on this path. Though it's very, very thorny sometimes. Kalah kalair balina indriya vairi varga shri bhakti marga iha kantaka koti rudhaha. So many, many thorns on this path. Aha kwayami vikalah kimaham karomi chaitanya chandra hidinade kripam karoshi. This wonderful prayer that we totally depend on mercy of Guru and Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving this world, he said, "What is the most important shloka in all scriptures?" And all sannyasis were mentioning Sarvadharman Parityaja, Atakshi Krishnanamadi. So many shlokas they were reciting. But Prabhupada said, no. That's very important shlokas, no doubt about that. But most important is, Yasya Deve Tatha Guru, Tasyeti Kathina Hyartha Prakashanti Mahatmanaha. Those who have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna, for such people, essence of all scriptures will be revealed. Prakashanti Mahatmanaha. Many people, they thinking that they will achieve liberation, moksha, by doing heavy tapasya, om, snoring in Sanskrit, and just doing so many cold water. We personally have seen, I've seen in Himalayas, people putting fire around themselves in five directions, and on their head also fire. Unbelievable. We just came from Kumbh Mela. Unbelievable. More than 60, 70 millions of people gathering at one place. The biggest gathering of people in this planet. For what? To get what? Liberation. But liberation, moksha laguta krit. Bhakti is one of the symptoms of bhakti, devotional service. It's laughing at them. It becomes insignificant. Liberation becomes like Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's praying. Liberation standing with folded hands and waiting for the order. So what is a liberation? Liberation, some people coming to temple and they coming for some peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. Isn't it? I think ISKCON is a wrong place to come for shanti. Really. Prabhupada put us in the fire of Sankirtan Yagya. Go out there. And anyone who would like to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's just right out there. Because he's crying for patita pavana hetu tava avatara. Mosama patita prabhu napayibha. Patita pavana hetu. He came just to save the most fallen. I'm trying to control myself not to share so many stories with completely finished people, those who are completely underground, so with prisoners and, you know. Now they are pure devotees. I have one devotee who was my friend, very close friend. He was in jail for 15 years. And also he just make... Another one, also he was big criminal before. All city was shaking by remembering his name. Now he's devotee. For many, many years, he's worshipping Saligram Shilas, nearly 1,000 plus Saligram Shilas. He make tattoos all over his body. Nrisingadev, Vishnu, Shiva, lotus feet of everything. And whenever he goes to some sauna or spa, all his old friends, you know, Gundas, mafia people, they respect him as a father, man. Because, and he's like, looks very heavy, but tattoos, you know, Krishna, Nrisingha, very heavy. And everybody said, "Wow, what a heavy God you have, man. Such a tattoo." And his big Mahamantra. So he's preaching manasa deha geha jo kichu more arpilu tvapade nandakishore. So it's very, very important to understand. We have to have very eager desire to meet Krishna. Krishna never impressed by your big, big, heavy tapasya. Rahu ganaita tapasa nayati na chidjaya nirva panad grihadva na chandasa nirva jalagni suryair vinamahat padarajo bishekam. Vanjat Bharat speaking to Rahugan Maharaj, he says, not by heavy tapasya, not by putting fire on your head, not by sitting in cold water, you can never get Krishna. How you can get Krishna? Vinamahat padarajo bishekam, without the dust of lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Padaraja. Charanera dhulia, charanera jal, Vaishnavir uchista, yetin mahabal. These very, very powerful substances, which people, they have no any clue how to get it. And you know many stories about Kalidas and other devotees in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how they were trying to get this remnants of Vaishnavas. And they got special mercy of Krishna. But great, great yogis, they doing heavy tapasya, but they hardly can understand that they will not get Krishna's mercy. Nayamatma balahinena labhya na medhaya na bahunam shrutena. Not by studying, not by big medhasa, by heavy intelligence, not by tapasya, can never understand Krishna. Great yogis in Brahma Samhita explained, they trying to fly in the sky with the speed of the mind. Pantastu koti satavatsara sambragambhyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam supyasti yat prapadasim avichintya tattve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. And still they can never reach Krishna's lotus feet. And small bhakta who just standing, new bhakta after new bhakta training, just ringing the bell, bum! And it's more pleasing to Krishna than all the mountains of opulences of these universes. We know the story of the minister who came to meet another minister, in England. And the receptionist, he told him, wait, he's very, very important meeting going on. Very important meeting. Okay, so he's waiting for many hours and still meeting going on. And when the reception fellow, he went for some lunch, whatever. This guy wanted to see in the keyhole, what is going on in the meeting there? And he looked there and he saw this minister playing with his grandson as a horse, you know, this small grandson sitting on his neck and playing him's horse. What an important meeting. And big, big, super pooper minister waiting for him hours, and who cares? Similarly, Krishna, he playing with his coward boys, fighting kusti, you know, kusti, wrestling, and Shidama sometimes defeating Krishna. And Krishna saying, do you know who am I? Who? I am God. Come, I'll show you. Nobody even believes that Krishna is God. And even Krishna doesn't want to remember that Krishna, he is God. That's such a wonderful... But great yogis have no chance to access unless we are invited. We have to be kindly invited in the Royal Assembly of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by His mercy we can understand Him, to whom He chosen. So, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in such a way so Krishna can see you. So, Rukmini Dwarakadish can notice you. Do something wonderful. Out of the box. I remember once I went to Badrika Ashram. I used to go there sometimes when management becomes too much intense. So to let steam go, I just couldn't go and hide there in Badrika Ashram in India. And once we were distributing Prabhupada's books, and Prabhupada's books were like Prabhupada Lilamrita, with Prabhupada photo on it, on the cover. And I noticed that one big guy, it's real, I mean, from Joshimath, this Joshimath is like Sankaracharya Math, big fellow with beard and heavy, with many, many followers going. And these people, they, you know, they're speaking and they snoring in Sanskrit, actually. You know, if you ever visit the ashram, they're speaking in Sanskrit, they like that. And this guy was walking, and, you know, we were in a few Matajis also, Nandimukhi Mataji in Russian. We went there to hide from the heat of India, too much in Vrindavan and in Allahabad. So we're distributing books, and this guy, he said, huh? And he spoke in Hindi actually. And he was just mentioning, all these mlechas, you know, what is this? These guys, what they can preach, what they can distribute. And I was just cool, okay, because we somehow happened to understand Hindi, everything. I overlooked it. Whatever, let him say. These mlechas, you know, what is this? Okay. But then he started to say, and who is this sadhu? Nonsense. Just on the cover. He just, and the sadhu also, who is this? He's Konwali. And when he spoke about Srila Prabhupada, Are Baba, idhar aao. Kya, ab chup ho jao. You keep quiet, Baba, I told him. You keep quiet. Don't say anything anymore. Oh, he understands Hindi. He became a little bit ashamed. Actually, being a sadhu, he became a little bit taken back. Oh, he became a little bit ashamed. Oh. And then they switched to Sanskrit. And I said, Bhavanaha Kutra Nivasasi. Bhavanaha Kutra Nivasasi. And I just, whatever bit and pieces of Sanskrit I knew, I started to speak with him in Sanskrit. Oh, he knows Sanskrit, man. And they started to walk away very quickly toward the ashram. But I called them up. Excuse me, you know, I have one question for you. What? And he was surrounded with the fellows. And all the pujaris of Badrika Ashram, you know, they came out. It became like kind of competition. One foreigner mlecha and one big Mahamandaleshwar Super Pupar Acharya, 1,108. You know, big Kathamachak, these photos everywhere. And here I am daring to challenge him. I have one question to you. So when everybody, you know, like in stadium, keep like this. WWW fight. So, and David and Goliath, you know. So, and I said, can you tell me, please, the essence of all the Vedas in two lines? Because you perhaps Chaturvedi, right?
Oh yeah, I'm Chaturvedi.
Can you still tell me the essence of all the scriptures in two lines? So he was just was shaking, like pressure cooker, you know. What to say? How I can say all Vedas in two lines? What? I just cannot, you know. And I said, can I try? What do you think? And he said, how come? And I just spoke the two lines of the Bhagavad Gita 15, chapter 15. Veda ischa sarvaira ahameva vidyo vidanta krit vidavidi vachaham. I am the essence of all the Vedas. And I hope you will not argue with Bhagavad Gita, right? And everybody, wow. Everybody clapping, you know. So, that mlecha got this essence of all the Vedas, which you didn't even get from this person you were trying to criticize, okay? But for sannyasi, he's not supposed to cross the ocean, he said. According to the Vedas. You see, for sannyasi who's not supposed to cross the ocean, he doesn't care to save his beloved devotees. Like Ramachandra, being in a sannyasi mode, he still, to save Sita, he crossed the ocean and went to Lanka. Because compassion more important than Niyamagraha rules and regulations. Dry sitting rules. Because out of compassion, you can never expect people to lend their helping hand and dedicate their lives unless you'll be able to touch their heart. But many people stuck in these rules and regulations just because they're feeling about their own liberation. Prayena deva munayo svavimukti kama. Prahlad Maharaj is praying. Everybody worry about their own svavimukti. That's all right. It's not bad. Better than nothing. But much more higher. I am worried about this Maya Sukhaya Bharato Vimudha. I am worried about these fools and rascals. Prahlad Maharaj praying. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And it's interesting. I was just, to keep a little bit questions for questions and answers, I'll tell you one small story. Once in India, it's a real story. It was one man, his name was Dasharath. And his wife was Phalguni. It's in South India, in Maharashtra, I believe. And he was working and breaking stones in the mountain. You know, he was breaking stones. And his wife, newly married wife, Priyam Priyo Vishtam Vishanna, so she just really wanted to serve her husband. And she used to bring him food every lunch, you know. wife cooking and bringing to the husband's working place in the mountain. And one day she, while he was working, she was passing nearby and she just slipped from the rock and fell down from the cliff and died. Right in front of eyes of his husband, her husband. Just died like that on his lap. And he was so angry. He wanted to take her to the hospital. And the nearest hospital was 40 kilometers. You have to bypass the mountain and just... And they were going so long time, 40 kilometers, to deliver his wife. So on the way, she died. So this man, he made the dedicated Dridavrata Sankalpa. Vow. I will break this mountain with my own hands. I'll make one highway through this mountain. So no one else in the future will have to suffer the pain of separation from husband and wife. That's pretty much mundane example, but pretty much connected to this. Husband and wife, disciple and guru. So I'll make that. And he started, when he was 20 plus, he started to, with what do you call it, instrument with a hammer. Some, not axe, but like prickaxe, whatever, yeah. Started to beat it. And everybody laughed at him. Come on, what are you doing? Mountain. Can you imagine mountain? And this small, tiny, insignificant guy beating, want to make highway? What are you talking about? This man was determined. For the last nearly 70 years, every day, for 14 hours, she was just beating through this mountain. And guess what? He made the highway breakthrough. It's now in India. You can go and see. And it's called him by the name of Dasharat Path. Huh? Dasharat Madhi, yeah. You see, what? Confirmed. And I was wondering, thank you. And I was thinking, if small insignificant person to save one jiva as a dedication to one jiva can break such a small mountain, whatever it may be big in material view, he can do it. Come on, man, you do it. You can do it. And he did it. So I was thinking, similarly, Srila Prabhupada, to save not some one person, to save all world, he, with his life, he break the dedicated path for all of us through the mountains of Kali Yuga. Hard rock mountains. He make the path. Make the path to go through. And we're just walking with the crowds, international crowds, Chinese, you know, Japanese, Russian, Indians. We don't even know language of each other. But we have only one language. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Sometimes you don't even know. You're coming to the temple in China. Wang Kao, Xin Ji Xin, Ni Hao Ma. Many people just... or you're going, but we don't know. Kaisa hai, Kemuna Chen, Kakjila. How are you? We speak so many wonderful from Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So many wonderful flowers, huh? Red, blue, yellow, pinky. But we have one thread which unites all of us. Sutre Mani Ganaiva. Is it not? That's Srila Prabhupada. That's Krishna actually. In the form of manifested spiritual master. Sakshat Haritvena Samastra Shastra. And he break the through that path for all of us to follow. We have to just simply follow. Though it's sometimes Kantaka Koti Rudha. So many. It's not difficult, not easy. Especially when you are running the organization, as His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu says, when you're climbing the mountain of responsibilities, tremendous pressure comes on your head. Not easy to give comments outside in white gloves. It has to be done like that, has to be like that. Why don't you just come and do it? Just try. And in our life will be always four kind of relationships, not nirvishesha shunyavadi. Four kind of relationships. There will be always people, those who love you. There will be always people, those who hate you. There will be always people who just simply neglect you. You know, it's the worst. When you're distributing books, some people they like, some people they don't like. Some people just looking through you as if you're not existing even. Just not existing for them. Just looking at yourself, man, am I there or not? And sometimes there are people you don't like somehow. And we have to deal with the situation, pretty much personal approach. You cannot be hanging in the sky. But Srila Prabhupada told us how to best profit from bad bargain in this very lifetime. I remember in army we used to study science of detecting the bombs. In this, you know, bombs, and there's bomb detector. Long, long iron rod, some frame and earphones. And if there's a bomb inside that ground, some sound comes. So you have to put yourself on the ground, crawl nicely, and detect it, isn't it? And after detecting the path, pantastu, what is it called? Mahajano Yinagatasa Pantha. Pantha, this is made path by the mine detectors, Mahajans. And they're putting flags on the pot. It's rule. By doing this, undetecting the bombs, you have to put flags on left and right side to make sure that there is no bombs. And they have to sign, I'm taking full responsibility that there is no bombs. If somebody will be blasted, I'll go to jail. Or I'll be executed, actually. So they're putting the flags. And all main troops, tank, artillery, infantry, going, but nobody should cross that flag area. Because 1 inch beyond that, I don't have any responsibility. So similarly, evam parampara praptam. We got the parampara. We are trying, oh, let me try that one. Let me try this one also. Let me go to this organization. Maybe also a little bit there. No. Ekeha kuru nandana. Fixed. Like arrow, you know. When you're shooting the arrows, like Arjuna. What do you see? Dronacharya said. Yudhishthira said, well, I can see sky, I can see tree. Bhima, what do you see? I can see apple. And Arjuna, what do you see? I don't see anything. I see Mahaprasadam. I see only I. Me and living entity and this book, Srila Prabhupada's book. Phew. Give this book. Really, it's like arrows, bombs and bullets. And Prabhupada was in that Kshatriya spirit. Camp, Los Angeles. Camp, San Francisco. Camp, you know, bombs and bullets. We're declaring the war to Maya. And we don't know when these bombs will blast. And they have to follow that. And I'll just drop you one last, because I know the time is not waiting for us. But I'll give you one more real story. How these books, they're blasting and bombing. We don't even know how it will bring people to Krishna's lotus feet. And that's what attracts Krishna very much. One devotee in Russia, I remember, we used to distribute the books. Distribute the books, and we didn't even read that time. Nectar of Instructions and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Beautiful picture. Nectar of Devotion. And sometimes Sankirtan devotees, they used to say, this is a devotion of wife to husband. Well, disciple or to the guru, you can say again, since we're talking about. And many people used to buy them. Oh, wife to husband, devotion, okay. But when they were opening, what is this? Some Ekapad Vibhuti, Tripad Vibhuti, Panchamahabhuta, all these rasas, very twisty language. They used to throw them even. And one, I will not say any names, nothing, but I heard this one devotee, was a very close friend of mine, Sankirtan devotee, told me this. One devotee, he's very, very sincere, senior devotee now, and he said, I came to my grandmother's house, and in our toilet, we had a pile of old books, that, you know, you don't need these books and just using them in toilet. And while sitting in the toilet, I saw the one book, it's Nectar of Devotion, interesting book. So just time passed, I was just reading. Okay, I'll not use it. Let me try it next time. And after many, many days of reading this in toilet, he became convinced that Srila Prabhupada, and he became devotee. Can you imagine? People can, that's reality. Another devotee was walking with his dog. And dog ran under the tree and sniffing something, started to grab like this, under the tree. So what happened? And he's digging. And then he started to dig and some plastic was there. And underground. And he took out and there was Bhagavad Gita. And he became devotee. So his first time in history, dog became Vartma Pradakshaka Guru. So, so that's why we are all dogs of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada break this wall of ignorance. Agyanati Mirandhasya. And we simply have to just follow. And not to cross this flag. And not to try to find happiness somewhere else. Jnana Karma Ana Adi. And it's only one way we can do is simply continue one step. You remember the story I told you about the boy who was handicapped without hand? No? Anyway, let me drop the story one more. It's very important, really. It was one boy and he didn't have one hand. He was not super popular Sanskrit scholar. He didn't do any tapasya. But he really wanted to learn judo. You know, fighting? Judo. But he didn't have a hand. And he was so much sorry. But one day he said, no, I have to do it. Laulyam akalamulyam. Even I am so fallen, I'm handicapped, but I will learn, want to learn. And he went. And Guru Sansai told him, okay, I can see your determination. Okay, I'll take you. And he showed him one step, practice. Abhyasa yoga yukti namami chaptum dhananjaya. Practice makes man perfect. So he started to practice that step. One day, 2 days, 1 month. Guru never came again. He never attended him. Just practice. 1 year passed. This boy was still practicing. Even he started to think, maybe Guruji forgot about me. Maybe he just gave me as a token of compassion. But still I'll follow. At least I'll do something. At least he's not kicking me out from here. It took him 4 years. He was practicing just one step. While others, they got different degrees. They got different positions and belts and whatnot. But after 4 years of sincere practicing, situation came. Somebody sent a notice that this particular school has to send representative for Olympic Games. And Guru collected all his disciples and said, well, we need to send one representative from our school. So everybody... Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, super pooper achievers. Patridas Samhita commentary. So, and everybody came. And Guru said, no, we'll send this handicapped without hand. So, why? He just wanted to know. No, I know what I'm doing. And he sent this boy as a representative for the Olympics. He won local, national, international semi-final, and he got the golden trophy. When he came back, and he offered during Guru Puja, Idam Guru Deva, Idam Namama, he just offered it to Guru. I don't know. How did I win? I don't know, Guru Maharaj. I mean, I'm Krishnizing this. He said, teacher, I don't know. How did I win? Because so many people from Japan, from Russia, big wrestlers in my category, but I still wonder, how is it possible? I knew only one step. And Guru just relaxed and smiled. Yes, my boy. I taught you only one step, but for your kind information. That was the most difficult step in all judo. But because you were practicing, you perfected that step. Like no one else can do that. And there is only one way your opponent can counteract that step. He has to grab your right hand and you don't have one. So you're undefeatable. So similarly, there are so many mantras, tantras, pujas, yantras in Vedas. Shrutayo bivinna. But there is only one maha mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Just practice one step. And one day Maya will come to catch you. And you have to have false ego, but you don't have it. Trinada pisunichina. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Kuri Vaishnavarinda ki jai. Shri Rukmini Dwarakadish ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki. Gaurnitai ki jai. Gaura Premanande. That was the shortest notice.